minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show. Well, welcome to the whole show. We're rejoining regular programming here. As you heard moments ago, Aspen taking down Resurrection Christian on our Preps Radio broadcast. Great work as always. Thanks to Clark Johnson. Great hearing Coach Bruce Dick on the call as well. So fantastic work by them as always. And we're getting started here hot and heavy, man. We've got the one and only Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and from Vegas, man. Ready to go for this one. Colorado State going up against Utah State later tonight in the second round of the Mountain West Conference Tournament, the Rams' first game of the tournament. Kevin, my man, how we doing?
Doing awesome. How are you, Brady?
Yeah, this is a big day, isn't it? I mean, so many big games going on that we cover throughout the area, specifically in the Mountain West. You got UNLV and Wyoming going at it later this afternoon, and then CSU trying to just move past this second round against Utah State. So it's a fun day, man.
Yeah, Thursday of conference tournament week is always a fun one. Obviously, when we get to the weekend, the championships, that's always a great day. But kind of Thursday and Friday is when a lot of the kind of bubble type of stuff happens. You know, CSU obviously isn't on that. They're a lock for the tournament, but still playing for seeding and everything. This is really exciting. The Mountain West, we have four really interesting games today, so I'm excited. Basically after we hang up here, I'll be heading over to Thomas and Mack Center and camp out there the rest of the day because there's some great ball. And, man, CSU Utah State for the third time this year, they've already played two good games. I expect this one will be good again. It seems like over the last couple of years, these two teams keep meeting at important times and playing good games.
Kevin, what is the mindset, though? I mean, for a couple of reasons. Obviously, the third time can be both a blessing and a curse, I suppose. But also, like you said, knowing that, I mean, let's call it what it is, CSU's going dancing. What's the motivation factor like, just from the vibe you're getting from the coaching staff and the players? I think we lost. Did we lose Kevin? Oh, there you are,
Kevin. I hear you now. I lost you for a second.
That's all right. I don't know if you heard my question, but I was just kind of asking you, like, what do you think the vibe is? You know, knowing that the Rams already have the ticket, they've already punched the ticket, what's the motivation like?
Yeah, from talking to the team yesterday, I think they're pretty locked in. In a way, I think they're in a decent spot because they don't have the pressure that they had last year of, you know, we have to make the title game to make the NCAA tournament. They know they're in, you know, like we've talked about. They don't necessarily want to admit it publicly, but I think in their heart they know they'll be in. But they really want to win a championship. They're frustrated that they didn't win the Mountain West regular season title. I think they feel, you know, they had a great chance to do that, finished a game short. So I think they're really motivated, and they kind of feel they owe Utah State, a win against them because, you know, Utah State knocked CSU out of the NCAA tournament last year. So I think they're kind of loose and free in some ways, but very locked in on this tournament.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And that last time out against Utah State, Kevin, it was Kendall Moore that was kind of the hero of that game. It was really cool to see him take over 23 points in that game with six boards. That was pretty cool. But what do you see tonight? Do you think we're just going to get back to the good old-fashioned David Roddy takeover game?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a good chance you're going to need, you know, someone like a Kendall Moore to have a good game because, you know, David Roddy and Justin Bean, of course, will be battling each other. And, you know, those are two great, great players, great post players. So that is not an easy matchup for either one of them. So I don't really think you're going to see either of those guys go for 30. So you'll need someone else. And Utah State's a good defensive team. So whether it's, you know, Stevens, Kendall Moore, Chandler Jacobs, John Tanjay, I think could be a good option there. Someone's going to need to have a pretty good game because, you know, Roddy is going to be super important, but Utah State does have some pretty good guys, you know, that will have a lot of attention on him. That's what they've done in the first two games as well, is put a lot of attention on David Roddy.
Kevin Lytle joining us on our First Advantage Hotline. And, you know, this is a heck of an opportunity for a guy like David Roddy. You know, we've talked about him and his status as far as next level and everything, you know, on that side of it. Well, if you can shine on these big stages, and the Mountain West tournament's a big stage, and we know, of course, next week will be a very big stage. But there is more opportunities out in front for David Roddy, even though he's had the Mountain West Player of the Year type season. He's done it all, but there's still a lot, I believe, for him to try to accomplish.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is when, you know, names become household names for college basketball fans. Obviously, a lot of people in college basketball know David Roddy. But, you know, if you can go have a huge week here in Vegas, you know, as the Rams win the Mountain West Tournament, that obviously will grab a lot of eyeballs and heading into next week. And, you know, the last time CSU played in, you know, sort of a three-game tournament was in November when they went to the Paradise Jam, and David Roddy averaged about 30 a game. So if he does anything like replicating that, it'll really draw attention. But, yeah, it's a huge opportunity for him and for everyone. And these games, a lot of people that maybe don't watch a ton of college basketball during the year watch this week and watch a ton of games. I mean, I know, obviously I do watch a lot of college basketball, but I've watched many teams that I never – you know, watch before during their conference tournaments this week, just because they're really exciting. And I know I'm not alone in that. So it's a great opportunity for people to, you know, grab attention, people and teams.
It's kind of like the madness before the madness, right? I mean, you got games going on all throughout the day, and you know, a lot of teams, you know, their tournament means the world to them. However far they go in this thing might be the big time meaning between going to March Madness or not. So certainly a fun time in college basketball. The Mountain West Conference, I mean, we knew it was going to be exciting. Got some good ones coming up at 3:30. Kevin, UNLV and Wyoming going at it. That one's going to be an interesting game. I believe Wyoming at this stage, according to ESPN, is -1.
Wow. Yeah, that's probably the most important game of the day. I think it is.
Yeah.
You know, because even San Diego State, CSU, Boise State could all lose today. I think they'll all make it. Wyoming, if they lose today, they're in some trouble. They would have a very nervous wait. So that's a really big game. Obviously, we've talked a lot about how well UNLV is playing. Obviously, they're at home. Bryce Hamilton's a great player. So to me, that is the most important game in the Mountain West today. And it should be a really, really good one. I could see that one going either way. I expect that to be a close one.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'll be interested to see, because we've talked about it a lot, Kevin. Wyoming, you know, there for a while, they were looking like the team to beat in the conference. They cracked the top 25. Since that point, they haven't been so great. So can they correct it? Can they get it right here in this tournament? Because I don't know if it's a guarantee that they're in at this stage. Do you?
No, I don't either. I think, you know, lose today, and they're very nervous. They would sit right on the bubble and obviously would not control their destiny anymore. I think if they win today, I think they're in. I'm talking to some folks here. Some folks think they need to win a semifinal as well, but right now I don't think so. The bubble's pretty weak. But lose today, and I don't think they would enjoy their weekend very much waiting for Sunday night.
What do you think here? I know you've made your predictions a few times, and again, I think it's tight. I go back and forth on this whole thing here because the second portion of this tournament starts today, as we said. Who's winning tonight, UNLV or Wyoming? Or today,
yeah,
I should
say. I've gone back and forth. I kind of think Wyoming. Yeah, they've had a little bit of time to rest and get their legs back under them. I think they'll have at least one really good game, you know, still left to play tonight.
Yeah, I think so. All right, Utah State, Colorado State, big one tonight. We're looking forward to that. The 1 o'clock game coming up here just a bit. It's going to be on CBS Sports Network. Nevada, Boise State. Boise State's -6.5 in that one.
Ooh.
Is that surprising to you? Too high? Too low? What do you think?
Yeah, I guess I can understand it, but that's a dangerous game.
Oh,
Nevada beat Boise State in the quarters last year. Nevada, as we know, they're. I just wrote it in a story that's not really talking about that so much, but, you know, they're the 8 seed, but they're not the 8th, you know, least talented team, if you will. They're more talented than some of the teams above them. So they can be really good. They looked pretty solid yesterday. That's a dangerous game for Boise State. Nevada can be dangerous, and they seem to play Boise State really well. So 6.5, I can understand why that's the line, but I could very, very much see Nevada covering that or flat out beating Boise.
Don't you see this? Like at the beginning of the season, Kevin, Nevada, I think people thought they were going to do a lot better than they did. Sometimes teams that are projected to do well in the regular season that don't, it's almost like they get a second breath of life in these conference tournaments, unique environments. So if I'm a Boise State fan, I'm not feeling 100% safe in this game tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I say, Nevada has a lot of talent. I mean, I'm sure Grant Sherfield, Desmond Cambridge, Washington, those guys are sitting there. They're good enough to go win, you know, the next 3 days. and you know, absolutely steal a tournament bid. So, yeah, I'm sure they're feeling confident. And you know, talking to some Boise State folks, I think there's definitely some understandable nervousness, just like you get, you know, CSU fans, I think, are nervous about Utah State. And I think that's a very fair and you know, pragmatic way to feel right now, because, you know, these are just really good teams. You know, some years the quarterfinal game, you know, isn't that challenging, but that's not the case this year.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. One bummer last night for the Colorado State Rams women's side of things as they lose to UNLV in that championship game. But heck of a season for them. Heck of a tournament. I mean, to finish with 21 wins. I mean, what a season for them.
Yeah, I mean, they made a great run here in Vegas. You know, won the first game easily as expected, but then beat the number 3 seed in Wyoming, the number 2 seed in New Mexico, and they beat them both pretty handily. And then, man, they had number 1 UNLV on the ropes. You know, it was a 1-point game in the final few minutes. UNLV just hit a couple really big buckets late to kind of outlast CSU. It was a phenomenal game. Really high-level basketball, really entertaining. That UNLV team is pretty good. So that was a lot of fun. You know, bummer for CSU that they couldn't kind of steal that bid, but really good run. And I think there's a pretty good chance they'll play in the WNIT, so that they probably get a chance to continue their season. But man, talk about surging at the right time. They did it, and it almost took them all the way to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What's the atmosphere like, Kevin? I know you'll be able to tell us more after tonight, but a lot of Rams fans you're seeing walking around?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of CSU fans. CSU sold out their ticket allotment for the first time ever, and there are a lot of others, you know, that bought tickets just through the Mountain West, not through the school. So there's going to be a lot of CSU. I think, I think tonight for the Utah State game, CSU will really carry the crowd. Utah State didn't have a ton of people there yesterday. You know, they'll probably have some more today, but it's going to be really good energy. And you know, most of these top teams are bringing big crowds, so it's really going to start, you know, building today, and then especially tomorrow and Saturday, it's going to be great energy at the Thomas and Mack.
I asked, yesterday we had Jesse Kurtz on with the Mountain West Conference, and I asked him point blank, I said, who's the best team in this conference? And of course, Jesse's doing the right thing. He's like, hey, it's the team that won the regular season title. They're the best team, although a team like CSU or UNLV or Wyoming, San Diego State can certainly change that in the tournament. But, I mean, come on, it's CSU. They're the best team, right, in this conference as it stands today?
Yeah, and I think they have plenty of claims to be. Like I say, obviously Boise State did an incredible job to win the league, but overall resume on the season, CSU has a better one. And yeah, I think there are a lot of people that think CSU is kind of the most dangerous team. Like if you had to pick, you know, say you had to take the Mountain West and pick one team to take out of it because you didn't want to play them, I think a lot of folks would pick CSU to avoid. But, you know, Boise State, obviously, all credit to them and the season they've had. You know, and there are San Diego State people that would say they're the best. Some Wyoming folks would claim they're the best. It speaks to the league. But, yeah, I mean, CSU certainly has an argument. And, hey, I think if they go, you can really make that case. If you go win the tournament this week and you have a regular season sweep of Boise in your back pocket, I think that would be a pretty clear and free and clean case as the best team. So they can kind of take control and take care of that as they want.
Yeah, and as I've always looked at it, it's like, I get it, Boise State, by rule, they're the champs, but head-to-head, CSU won them both. So it's hard for me to say Boise State's better than CSU, but I get it totally. Kevin, for those gamblers out there, do you feel confident in that -3.5 for Colorado State tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think CSU does just have enough firepower to, kind of outscore Utah State. Utah State might be just a little too limited, you know, especially if Brock Miller continues to struggle with injury like he has. He's kind of the one equalizer that has beat CSU up a lot in the past, but hasn't been there this year. So yeah, I think it'll be close, but I can see that one.
Kevin, my man, we'll let you go. Do you get to have fun there? I know you're working, and you are one of the hardest working men in the industry. I'll tell you that right now. But do you get to play some blackjack or some roulette or something? Anything exciting?
Not a ton. It's mostly basketball and writing. I was on the computer at about 8:30 this morning, and we'll be at the stadium until about midnight tonight. But yeah, it's the basketball is fun. That's the joy for me. getting to do this job. But yeah, it's not exactly the movie version of a Vegas experience.
Well, you're right, though. I mean, at the end of the day, this is the time of year to go to Vegas, and all that other stuff is second fiddle. You're there. You're where the scene is. So have a blast, my friend. We'll be reading up. What do you got for us that we can check out? We got several hours before this game, so we're going to need something to read.
Yeah, I have a few things. I have, you know, one of my mailbags answering some questions. I have a little preview of the game, but then a story that I think is pretty fun that should be coming online here pretty soon. A little sneak preview. When CSU was at the Paradise Jam, you know, they're getting killed in the championship game. And at halftime, one of their walk-ons basically challenged David Roddy and the Stars and said, you know, basically get your act together. We need to figure this out. You know, most teams that would lead the fist fight, this one, it was well received and kind of was a pivotal point in the season. So I take a look at kind of the relationship this team has and sort of those intangibles that have made this team as good as they are.
I'll be looking forward to it, my man. Kevin, enjoy. We'll see what the, 1 o'clock, we see Boise State, Nevada. So the action gets off and rolling pretty quick here. Some huge games coming up throughout the day. As you said, Thursday's a big day when it comes to these tournaments. We'll look to catch up with you next week as we'll be talking, no doubt, we'll be talking about the NCAA tournament for CSU.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, Brady.
All right, man. That's Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Great stuff from him. 35 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break so we can jump out of here real fast. We're also going to get UNC coach Steve Smiley on, man. It is a basketball day here on the whole show, so you're not going to want to miss it. Keep it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Right now, Jades, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.